Hey guys, God bless you guys. I just wanted to go ahead and be very spontaneous. And since today is the day where we will consider the day of love, or Valentine's Day, where you celebrate a loved one, I just wanted to go ahead and shed some light, okay? And just be spontaneous on the subject or the matter of love, and what is love, and what's the difference between love and lust, okay? First of all, I just want to give a quick shout out to my lovely wife, whom I love a lot, Carla Ramos. I love you. And I want to thank everybody who has been doing nothing but giving feedback, okay? So as part of me being spontaneous and going through this spontaneously, as you know, we usually post once every week or so, depending on the subject that God has put in my heart. And as I was worshiping the Lord today, the Lord told me to go ahead and talk about the subject of love. Okay, love is indeed something that has lost its value in today's society. When we look at today's society, we have lost the matter of love, or what love is in general. There is a huge difference, a major difference between love and lust, okay? What a lot of people consider as love today would be more or less lust. They lust the individual. In fact, they love the matter or the subject of love so much, or they love the fact that they love being in love, that it becomes a form of lust. Lust is something that is never satisfied. Lust, no matter what you do, or no matter what you feed lust, lust will continue and coming back forth and coming forth stronger and stronger and stronger, and it overpowers you. Lust is a great enemy of the flesh. What a lot of people consider as love, it is actually lust, okay? And so therefore, this society has lost its values of love, or the principle of love. When we love somebody, or when we love an individual, it goes beyond the forms of lust, okay? Love is indeed sacrificial. Love is indeed serving one another for a greater purpose, okay? Love itself, it is a dying to self every single day to be able to serve your partner, right? Love itself, you know, it's something that it's consistently giving, right? Love itself is building, right? Love itself is found in one person alone. And when we talk about love, especially in marriage, right? Because marriage will be the definition of love, because it is the closest thing that represents Christ and His church. And Christ itself is love. That's why love is a person, right? So when we talk about marriage, marriage is actually the definition of love, because it is the closest thing that we have as a physical representation of what Christ feels for the church. So because the reason why we serve, or the reason why you and I are here today, is because love. When God wanted to redeem the world, or when God wanted to redeem humanity, He didn't use spiritual warfare. He didn't use the blood of Christ. He didn't use anything else, although those are very powerful tools in spiritual warfare. He used one weapon. One weapon that set the standards or foundations for what we will consider spiritual warfare. And that is simple, pure love. When He wanted to redeem the world, He sent His only Son, in whom He loved, to go ahead and free us from sin, free us from damnation, and free us from condemnation. So therefore, the greatest weapon that this world could ever see is love. And love is constantly sacrificing. Love is serving each other. It is, in fact, love itself, when portrayed, and love itself, when demonstrated rightfully, creates unity. whether it is in a religious organization, whether it's in Christianity, which is the basis of Christianity, whether it's in politics, whether it's in the family, whatever the case is, when love itself is rightfully demonstrated, then it creates unity. You see, love is a person, and those who do not know love cannot give love. A lot of the reason why we see a lot of these individuals who, you know, divorced and today's society, the hate, the fact that, you know, we don't know what marriage is, or the subject of marriage, or the term marriage has lots of value, is because nobody knows how to love. And love could only be obtained through one person, and that is Jesus Christ. Because it is through love. Love itself is a revelation. So therefore, when we talk about today's form of love, it is a form of lust. That is why lust is something that is always there, and it's always knocking on your door, and it gets knocked down, and it comes back stronger. So what people actually think it's love is it is actually lust. Because love is not always pleasing to the eye, love itself sometimes comes correction, comes hard times. In fact, love actually puts you in a form of discipline. You see, lust, when we talk about lust, and because lust is never satisfied, lust is always looking for something new to bring some type or some form of relaxation to the flesh, right? It lust is always out there looking and trying to bring some type of soothing to the flesh, because the flesh is always wanting more. That is why a lot of individuals who have based their relationships and based everything upon what you can give me and what I can do for you, they've always asking for more and always wanting more and more and more and more, and never get far. Because it is a form of lust, and lust will always come stronger. And that is why you have a lot of individuals who have had so much lust to a degree where they're never satisfied. And sad to say, you even see families being broken because of lust. You see families and individuals broken because of the fact that they lust. Because lust, it's never satisfied. Lust will always want and inquire and require more of you. Lust itself becomes a slave, in which you find yourself in a state of unhappiness, even though you fulfill and give some type of soothing to your flesh at that moment, whatever the case is that you lust. So whenever you build or focus a relationship or marriage in lust, and what you can do for me, and or take me out here, or take me out to eat, or you don't do this for me, or you don't buy this for me, or you don't do this for me, then it is a matter of time before that relationship breaks. If you have revolved your marriage around lust, then your marriage is indeed in danger. Me and my wife has been married in five years and in county. Lust has actually taught people, and lust has actually taught people and pretty much given a revelation to people, a false revelation, because revelation becomes true to an individual whenever they believe it, right? Believing a lie empowers the liar. So you actually give yourself a self-fulfillment of prophecy based on the revelation that you feeding. So anyways, lust has actually given people a false revelation and a false prophecy that it's okay to wait. It is okay to, you know, like this individual and take your time. And you see individuals who have been engaged for about 5 years, 10 years, and have not been married, because they have been focused on other things besides building. You see, love builds. Love is sacrifice. You see, and what I mean by this, I'm by no means am I empowering recklessness. By no means is this empowering recklessness to a degree where, you know, you don't think about your outcomes or you don't focus or prepare yourself. That's not what I'm saying. Lust will literally tell you it's okay, wait it out to get married. Because love is also commitment. Lust doesn't want to commit to one thing because lust is never satisfied. Lust is always looking for something new. That is why you have individuals who have been literally engaged for so X amount of years, and they go out and they do everything a marriage couple does without the commitment. And that is why a lot of individuals fall away. In fact, lust becomes so great that is why it empowers other false habits. And what I mean by that, look at the dangerous enemy that we have suffered, and the epidemic of pornography that we have suffered in today's society, where pornography has damaged the minds and thoughts of many men and women alike. Pornography has caused men to lose value off of women. Pornography has caused men and women to excel to greater things, meaning pornography started with pornography now becomes bigger because it is not satisfied. It is not satisfied to, and let's be honest, it's not satisfied to masturbate in your room. It is not satisfying enough for you to be going to Craigslist and finding women. It is not satisfying enough to go ahead and sleep with a prostitute. It is not satisfying enough of having daily sex. It is not satisfied enough to a degree where now we have individuals who have leaned on to animality or leaned on to having a desire or pedophilia, because these individuals has received lust to a degree where they're not satisfied. You see, let's even take it further. Lust has become so great that you have individuals who is not so much satisfied of what they like and what they love, to a point where they decided to love the same sex. And the same sex became to a degree where they now want to become the other sex. And then it continues and continues and continues and continues. That is not love. That is lust. There's a difference between love. Me and my wife have been married for 5 years and counting. And I thank God for the mentors that God has put in our lives. But when I'm talking about love, love is an exact representation of what Christ feels for the body, what Christ feels for his body. An exact representation of how Christ and Jesus feel for his beloved bride. Love is commitment. Love is sacrificial. Love is the consistency of always giving yourself to others. Love is service. Love promotes unity. So therefore, love, it is only found in one individual, because in this individual, it is where all these definitions match up to, which is Jesus Christ. You see, if you do not have Jesus Christ, then you don't know how to love. And that is a fact. You can say what you want to say, believe what you want to believe. But if you do not know Jesus Christ, and if you do not have Christ in your heart, or you do not know Jesus Christ, or you don't even have a prayer life, an actual prayer life, because there's people who say they love Christ, but they really don't know Christ. If you actually love Christ and know who Christ is, then you know love. And this podcast is intended to get you to think of where you stand. Is your relationship motivated by love or lust? Is what you do motivated by love or lust? It's okay You may not like how I put this today, but it's the fact is a fact. If you don't know Christ, you don't know love. If you don't have a prayer life with Christ, you will have no idea what love is. Because it takes someone who knows love to give love. Because if you say you know someone or you know love, then you know lust, not love. God bless you guys. And enjoy the rest of your day with your loved one. Hold your loved one tight. And tell them you love them. Bye-bye.